It might be surprising to see your neighborhood hardware store stocked with the hard stuff, but according to the new liquor privatization law, any type of store that's 10,000 square feet, that's about the size of a baseball diamond, can apply for a license to sell liquor. People I talked to in downtown Seattle had mixed reactions about finding alcohol in new and unexpected places, including drugstores.
Seriously? In Rite Aid?
They sell liquor?
I didn't even know that. Sorry.
It's probably too much. Or it's too available, let's say.
My parents actually needed a gift for a friend of ours, and they were able to buy it at a convenience store, like a nice bottle of liquor. I think it's convenient.
Brian Smith with the Washington State Liquor Control Board says we shouldn't be too surprised where liquor is showing up because the law was designed to open up the system.
This is a new world that we're living in now, and this is a privatized system that we have in Washington State. And those are businesses making business decisions. And if they see an opportunity that for the products that they carry are going to make money for them and maximize their profits, they're going to make those business decisions that are going to serve that business.
And more businesses are making room on the shelves, replacing Hammers and Tylenol with vodka and scotch to pick up that profit. There are now roughly 1,500 private retailers across the state, up from 329 state liquor outlets before privatization. Monica Spain, KPLU News.